So, Jen,
Yes.
A narcissist walks into a bar and orders a drink for the handsome gent, winking at him from the opposite side of the room. The bartender looks around. Sir, that's a mirror.
There's nothing wrong looking in the mirror and saying, hey, good looking. Letting you know.
Okay. Cool. Super Bowl, right?
Yes.
How's Mark doing with
the loss?
Yes, that the LA Rams won.
He's okay. I don't think it was that big of a deal, honestly.
Well, he won money.
Yeah, he did. He bet against his team. He calls it an emotional something or another. Well,
that's like fantasy football, right? You like go against your own team a lot of times.
Yeah, and he did.
Yeah, because you're like, wait, I know that I'm going to win money this way.
Exactly. And at the end of the day, you're sad your team lost, but you're happy that you won money.
Exactly. And was he able to splurge on Valentine's Day the next day?
On what?
Well, I had said to him, I go.
Splurge on who? Because it ain't me.
I said to him, because he was texting me. And it was funny because you're like, are you talking to Mark? I'm like, yeah.
Well, I look over. I'm like, who the hell is he talking? Who's this Steph girl that he's talking to?
Who is this bitch? This slut?
Yeah, seriously. I'm like, I, who is this whore? I'm like, are you talking to my sister? He's like, yeah. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. And then I get the same text. Are you texting Mark? I'm like, yeah. So?
Whatever.
So needless to say, I go, because you had told me, and it's funny because you guys are both at the same party, and you're texting me, and he's texting me, and this is two separate texts going on.
Oh.
And you're like, oh, well, it's fine. He won money. And to him, I was like, well, it was close, but, you know, it is what it is. And I go, but at least you won money. I heard you won. And then I go, I don't know what he said, that I was like, well, now you have like some spending money. Oh, he goes, I should have bet more, you know? And I go, well, you made some, you know?
I'm glad you didn't bet more.
It's enough money to like take, you know, spend it on Valentine's Day for, you know, breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And he said, he sent the shh emoji.
Mm-hmm.
I go, my lips are sealed. I put the zipper.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
How'd that go?
We went to breakfast on our joint credit card. That was it. I did get some beautiful flowers on Friday, and I got
a card. But that was before.
That was before. But that's all that matters.
That's all that matters. So yes. You didn't do a nice splurge. Maybe he will, because you're actually going to Nashville.
We are. We're staying at a really swanky hotel.
Really?
Yeah. He said, don't get too used to this.
You're like too late.
Like you should have not opened Pandora's box here, buddy.
Like why? 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 Why would you put me in this like nice room and be like, this is a one-time deal? Like, no, it ain't.
Yeah, no. But yes, we're going to Nashville. It's our mini moon, I guess.
And you're going to, I thought it was funny. You posted like, anyone has suggestions? I'm like, anywhere. I don't want to go.
Yeah, I know. I got just a few suggestions. So I'm excited.
Well, I think it'll be fun because it's been so many years since we actually went as a family. And I feel like Nashville now is like booming on a different level. And now we are more into country music.
Yeah.
Than ever before. So.
Yeah. Hopefully I'll see some good country music.
They said that it doesn't matter what time of day you go to a bar from like 12 o'clock, like midday, all the way to like midnight, you're going to get a great performer.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people I follow, like little artists, and they always post like that they're going to be here or there. So hopefully I'll get to see some.
Well, that will be exciting. And then you can like send videos,
mm-hmm.
send selfies.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to ask, totally sidetracking here.
Sure.
How do you feel about, and I feel like we've talked, you know, I feel like we've talked about this before, but selfies.
In what sense?
Like, do you find it like, so I had with Super Bowl and everything, and I really sidetracked there. I had seen a quote by Joe Burrow.
Uh-huh.
Is that correct? That is his name?
Yeah.
And he had quoted and saying, I guess that we live in a vanity culture, right? And he had said that you got to focus on getting better. You know, you don't, and his quote is, don't have a workout and post it on Instagram the next day and then go sit on your butt the next day and everyone thinks you're working hard, but you're not. Work in silence. Don't know what you're doing. Let your performance on Friday night show all the hard work. Don't worry about all that social media stuff.
Joe Burrow.
Yes. Who Joe came Burrow, out looking this... like? Can I just see? Can I just
hold on. And I think we're going the same direction here. Joe Burrow, who showed up in the most stupidest outfit to the Super Bowl.
Who thought that was a good idea to put him? And this is my problem with the
You know who thought that was a good idea? Cam Newton. Cam Newton thought that was a good idea because he probably took the outfit out of Cam Newton's wardrobe.
The Bengals to me reminds me of Chester Cheetah. And that is literally what his suit looked like.
That's just
black and gray.
Yes, yes. Because he did not care about what people were going to think of him.
Well, I mean, when they showed the suit, I'm like, what in God's name are you wearing? And who thought that was a good idea?
Somebody did. Someone that was completely mistaken.
But I wonder if he took a selfie of himself. But
the question is, what do I think of selfies?
Right. And his quote, what do you think of that?
Well, I feel like he contradicted himself right there, honestly.
I don't know. I don't know if he took a selfie of himself. But the point is, like, okay, how many times do you know of people that will video themselves while working out? And all I keep thinking is, when did you do this video?
They set it up and they just started doing it.
You know, like, I was listening to another podcast and this, you know, and this is how I heard about this quote. And he was saying, like, we live in such a culture that he goes, I was at the gym. I couldn't even work on weights, or this other lady couldn't work on weights because these two guys decided that they need to set up their camera and just use that area for over an hour just filming themselves.
Well, I mean, it depends on the gym you go to.
Yeah, but it's rather annoying. And I always look at it. I'm like, I don't have time to set up a camera for me personally. First, I'm on like a timer. So it's not like I'm going to stop myself. That's what I'm saying.
It depends on the type of gym you're at. If you're at CrossFit, you ain't got no time for that shit. Unless you're like on the sidelines going, oh, I'm going to do a snatch and set it up and film yourself. But you always, in those types of gyms, you always see people doing like videos and stuff after the workout's done, because you're timed, you have no time to do it. But when you go to LA Fitness or Planet Thickness, people have time to set it up. They do. They set it up. They like do free weights and they like exercise and show themselves off. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. I'm getting irritated.
Jen's getting worked up.
I'm getting worked up because when I had to do these stupid challenges at the gym, they would make me film myself doing like 100 sit-ups. I'm like, yeah, I don't want to film myself doing 100 sit-ups. First of all, I can go on for an hour here. First of all, I don't look pretty when I work out, all right? Whoever, these bitches that they like film themselves, they look so pretty. Their makeup all done, their hair all done. I sweat like a mother effer, all right? Sorry, graphic.
I don't get that. Like today, I was at the gym this morning and there are some girls, they come in looking really pretty. I'm like, wow, that's nice. That's so pretty. Like, they come in with jewelry.
Yeah, I don't understand that. That's like the Peloton instructors that have, like, full jewelry on. I'm like, how the freak are you working out with full jewelry right now?
I'm like, you got a lot of bracelets. Like, one bracelet, because it caught my eye. Because it was David Yurman.
Oh, good.
That this girl was wearing. That she was working out in. And I was like, wow, I don't bring any, the only thing I have on is my Apple Watch that's counting my exercise. You
and
know,
I didn't like, even wear that shit.
Well, you used to wear the Fitbit.
Yeah, and that was so annoying. And you saw what happened the last time I wore a Fitbit to work out. I ended up with staples in my leg.
Okay, see, you distracted yourself doing box jumps. And yeah, and then you decided to check your messages while box jumping. Never a good idea.
Whatever, it happened. But we deflected here. What do
we
I think
deflected.
Of, what do I think of selfies in general? Selfies at the gym. I don't know. I think it depends on the situation. Sometimes you're in a situation where you have to take a selfie because it's mm-hmm. like, oh my gosh, look at what's behind me. Let me take a selfie. But like when you're doing duck face and you're like doing selfies like that, yeah, it's unnecessary.
I understand that some people, you know, do it for as a business, right? And you record yourself or whatever, you do it for your own business page. And sometimes you get nervous when you do these things because you're wondering if you're looking, and now there's that fine line between you got vanity on how you look versus narcissism, you know, and you wonder if you're looking narcissist.
Well, can I tell you a funny story?
Shoot.
So
please.
So we were in Georgia, right, recently.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And I was feeling my outfit. I thought I looked cute. Okay. I'm going to be honest. Uh-huh. I was like, uh-huh. I'm feeling this outfit. And so I had asked you, can you take a photo of me? And you did. And I posted that photo. I'm not looking at the camera. I'm looking down. I'm holding my hat. I was like, damn, I look cute in this picture. I love it. Right. Okay. Uh-huh. Fast forward like a week. And somebody tells me, they're like, yeah, so-and-so saw your photo. Look, she's trying to be a supermodel. And I was so uncomfortable. I was like, wow, that's how you looked at it? Like, I was being, like, cocky? That was I just felt confident in that moment. And I love that picture. And now I'm like, maybe I should delete it.
See, and you shouldn't do that. And I think that's the hardest thing. I give people a lot of credit that just, somebody posted this, like, an influencer recently. They're like, post videos, you might look stupid or you might feel stupid or, you know, and it's that whole thing. Like if you're going to allow people to define you and let them put you down, then you're just holding yourself back. Does that make sense?
No, it does. It does.
So I think that's, you know, yeah, it's, we live in a world now that it's all behind a phone or a computer or whatever, you know, and if there's, and we always say this, there's goods and bads, right? And I feel like if you felt good and you posted this, embrace it. You know, sometimes I'll look and be like, gosh, but you know, let's be honest. Sometimes you'll look at a picture and you'll be like, wow, you might think, and I don't know if you've got caught up in this. It sounds horrible what I'm going to say, but you know, girls together is never a good thing. Not that it's not a good thing, but sometimes okay. You'll be like, oh my God, look at this girl. Look at her picture. And you're like, oh my God, she looks so like such a show off, so vain, so whatever, you know, and but inside you're looking, you're like, well, I wish I had the courage to take a picture like the way she did.
I don't know.
You know, because I feel like that's what happens. Like sometimes you might end up, you know, it's more of that, let's all hate on it, but maybe secretly you almost wish you had the same type of picture.
Well, I posted a picture that I thought was cute, and then I got some backlash.
Well, you're going to get backlash no matter what, and no matter what or who or what you post, you know what I mean?
All right.
I remember, and we've talked about this, we had posted up stuff and we had somebody, we don't even know who it was, we can assume who it was, that decided to comment, and it was like from one person to the other that we were taking mom out after she had open heart surgery, and we had taken her out to get her out of the house, distract her mind off of things, hey, let's go to a brewery. And people commented, and they commented to dad that dad had to come home and was like, yeah, there, people are talking. They're not saying who they are, but they're talking that you guys are taking your mom drinking.
It's like, you know what? But that's just stupidity, because all that did was start World War, I can't even speak, III, and made me retaliate by then posting even more photos of us taking mom out and then hashtagging, look, another drinking photo.
So, you know, and that's
Don't
the thing. Would you...
Me.
Would you let somebody, like, you know, if that affected us, like, oh, okay, maybe I shouldn't be doing that, this and that. Like, you know, I'm not going to go out. I'm not going to put, or maybe you will go out and then you won't post pictures or whatever, you know? So it's terrible that it's reached that point. You know, I saw something else, that there is a real person versus the internet person.
Oh yeah.
Have you, and I feel like you would know more about this department with online dating.
Oh God, not even, no, not, that's just life in general.
And that's what, do you like a lot of them?
Well, that's, you're wait, okay. You're talking about like catfishing.
What? No, I'm not talking about catfishing. I'm not, because I'm talking about even like your real person. And this is what somebody had wrote. They had written an article and it said, in real world, you won't want to put out your opinion. You want to hear other people first. Like if you're sitting with a group of people, but on the internet, you're just going to go ahead and put your opinion out there.
Well, people are more unafraid when you're on the internet, because, you know, you can hide.
Right. Or so like you may go, oh, it's easier to make friends online versus in person.
Yeah, that's just sad.
It is. It is. And, you know, I remember, you know, hearing about this. It's like we're counting how many friends we have by social media versus what we really have in the real world.
Yeah, that's sad.
Because social media shouldn't, you know, be like, oh, I have 500 like friends online. But it's like, are they really your friends? Is it somebody you're going to pick up the phone and be like, hey, you know, I'm having a bad day, kind of want to talk to you about this?
I think everyone secretly has a little more confidence on social media than in real life. And someone, you know, a friend of ours, she made this great point years ago, and I'm pretty sure I've talked about this before, that I got fired from my first job as a lawyer. I was let go. And that same day, she knew that I got let go. That same day, I had posted a photo of a wreath I got for Valentine's Day. And I posted that on social media. I don't know what I wrote about Valentine's Day or what, or not even Valentine's Day. I lie. It was Christmas, right? I got let go like right before Christmas. I got this really cute wreath and I put it on the door and this and that. And then another person that we all know turned to her and said, oh God, everyone's life is so perfect online, like this and that. And she turns and she goes, no, not everyone's life is perfect online. Jen just lost her job, but she's posting about something happy. And it's true. Your life online is very different. You may be super confident and post that photo of you holding your hat in the middle of the Georgia woods and feel real good about it. And then, you know, then there's the real life person that's like, I feel like an idiot.
But, you know, it's that thing, right? You're going to post good stuff. Usually you are, right? You're going to post like positive things. And, you know, it doesn't mean that you're always in a great mood. You're not going to put up like, you know, and I remember a family member of ours was like, you always look like you're having a great time and this and that. And I was like, yeah, but I'm not going to post like, oh, today I, you know, ate bad food and I'm not feeling well. You know, I didn't like
there,
you.
There are
like,
people that put their whole life, trust me.
Right. And then there are those people and you're like, dude, overshare. Like, I did not need to do that.
Yeah. Like,
you know, it would be like you, for example, and I'm not trying to like point you out, but you were like Super Bowl Sunday to Monday. You're like, oh my gosh, I can't eat barbecue. I'm like an 80-year-old. I had reflux all night.
It was the worst. The worst.
Could you imagine at like 3 a.m, you take a picture of yourself laying there? Oh my God.
I should have. That way everyone would have known how I was feeling.
And you know, maybe you could have put a cute hat on.
I could have and held it. I thought I looked cute. I'm so like just taken aback. Like, I don't want to post anything ever again.
We can't be like that, you know.
My confidence is out the window.
I think that's the whole thing with like online. Like it just sometimes it like chugs your confidence. You're like, right, yay, you know, like I really had that confidence. But it's kind of like, oh God, who was it? Right. What's her face? Oh my God. John Legend's wife.
Oh, Christy, whatever. Tegan.
Yeah. And so she had a miscarriage. It is a very, a lot of, you know, many women have had miscarriages. It is very traumatic. It is, it's hard. It's hard on the body. It's hard on you mentally, physically, the whole shebang.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And she managed to have all did up in the hospital with a hospital gown. I'm like, who the shit had time for that? Like, obviously you had somebody come in, do your makeup and do all that stuff. Make sure to tear. I mean, did you like, how did you get your, did you maybe, you know, run Vicks Vapor Rub over your eyes, you know, to get them teary, like perfect. I'm like,
can I just tell you something, Stephanie? My biggest fear is I see these people and they post, even like normal people, not celebrities, not normal, everyone. Yeah. They have a baby. They take a photo and they look gorgeous.
No, gorgeous. No, you don't look gorgeous. You don't look gorgeous.
And I think to myself, shit. If somebody takes a photo of me, because, you know, when I work out, I'm all like nasty. I mean, even like what, 3 days ago or 2 days ago, you said, oh my gosh, I should post this photo of us from 4 years ago. I was like, don't you dare post that photo. It's from the gym. My eye is twitching. My hair's all sweaty. It's in a knot. Things don't look good. So I think,
but
myself,
it's real.
I go,
it's
dear
real
Lord,
what you really look like.
I give birth. The beauty of nature. I give birth to a healthy baby. No one take a photo of me until the makeup squad comes in, blow dries my hair, a little dry shampoo, perfume, anything, so that I look a little bit pretty.
Perfume? Are you going to smell through the?
I don't know, Stephanie. I just feel like perfume gives you a little bit of je ne sais quoi.
Je ne sais quoi? You don't know?
Yeah. Like, I can't be an influencer. I don't photograph well. I love taking photos. I don't photograph well.
Well, you know, and then there are those influencers that look God awful. And you're like, and then, oh my God, I sound horrible. And then I'm like, dude, maybe you should like tweak yourself a little bit there. Like,
well then, so we're digressing again. Because
so angry.
Because half these influencers take selfies. But that's what they do. That's their job.
Exactly. So they don't got time. And I'm sure they started where they started from was that there was that one person was like, wow, aren't we trying to be all a supermodel and shit like that?
Well, let me ask you your opinion on something. All right. Cause this came up like a week ago. So I was talking to a marketing firm about my practice, and I do, if people don't know, I'm a lawyer, obviously, but I have my law page at PK Legal Group, by the way. If anyone wants to follow, shameless plug there. Anyway,
great plug.
I do like these talks once a week, like Tuesday talk. Maybe I'll do it on a Wednesday. Wednesday wisdom, Thursday tricks, whatever, you know.
And trick. Okay.
This marketing firm. So my partner's telling the guy, like, oh, she does these videos. I think they're really great. This and that. He goes, I'm gonna check them out. So I guess he did, and he gives me some feedback, and he goes, I think the content's good, but you don't seem believable or like relatable because you don't look directly at the camera. You tend to look to the side sometimes and look back, and it looks like you're looking for help or you're looking to read something. And I'm like, really? Do I not seem relatable or like believable or friendly because I look off to the side? So last week I do a video and I'm looking straight at the camera the whole time. I did not, Stephanie, divert once from the camera. And when I watch it now, I'm like, I look terrifying.
I was gonna be like, are you like speaking to our soul?
Yeah, I'm like this, looking like straight at the camera, and I'm like, this is scary.
There's just so much to say to that. It's so and it's so hard because sometimes you want to ask somebody an opinion, and it's that whole thing, like, you're gonna get an opinion. Mm-hmm. And it's their opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You got to embrace whatever's going to come at you.
I took it. I was like, okay. But then like afterwards, my partner's like, I didn't think yours is so bad. I'm like, thank you. I appreciate that.
But it's still, you know, you're like, okay, thank you. Like, you didn't have to be so honest like
it's
that.
Very difficult. It's already difficult enough to create videos and content and this and that. And then to have someone go, you don't seem like at all reliable. I'm like, you know what? Go F yourself. I didn't say that. I didn't say that at all. But it's what I thought in my head.
I am relatable.
I am relatable.
And I'm huggable too. Even though somebody wants to you weren't huggable.
That's still out for debate whether or not I am huggable.
I think
me. I did. I became more compassionate. You're just a cold-hearted bitch.
I was waiting for it. I was like, there is just silence on that end.
That's just what you are, my friend.
It's what happens after years.
Right. Okay.
I'm a little cold-hearted. It's like, why? Why are you touching me? Touch me again, I'll punch you. No, I'm just kidding. Depends on who's touching you.
This is why you're single.
I'm like,
right there.
Depends on who's touching you. That sounds bad too.
Wow. Wow.
I thought of, you know, when you liked a guy back in the day, there was a guy and he came and sat next to you and you had your back towards him. Oh, and I can't even describe this. And Jen was so nervous. She couldn't even like turn her body back towards him. She just kept her back and somehow contorted her head to face him to talk to him.
Yeah, this is a great conversation.
I don't know what made me think of that, but hey, it's all good. You got married. Not to him.
Not to him. I think that would be bad if I got married.
Not to him.
Oh, Lord. Anyways.
So, what besides you not being, I think that's what it is. And so with your online dating that you did so well,
thank you.
You got to see firsthand what somebody was like, how they present themselves online, right? I like to walk on the beach. I like to go out, but also I like to stay home and cook dinner, blah, 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 blah. Same shit, different day.
Mm-hmm.
And then you meet them in person. And how many times were you more disappointed wishing that they were their internet self versus their real self?
Oh, many times.
Would you say many. More than many? More than half, more than many?
Oh, no, no, maybe not. I mean, I feel like there were some times I would meet a guy and we had such great conversation and then we meet in person and he wasn't conversing the way he was.
That only happened once.
To me?
Yeah.
No, that happened a few times. That happened a few really? Times.
So it, you know, and it's almost that whole like, this sounds awful also. It's like, a guy when he drinks, and this is my issue. So of course I don't do online dating like you did, but I find it that I have issues when a guy drinks. It's easier and he's to talk to me and he's like one person. So I guess I have a real self versus drunk self that comes at me.
You're saying that men need a drink to talk to you?
I don't know, apparently. But what I'm saying is that you'll get two different guys. A lot of times I'll get like the drunk guy who's like, oh my God, like connects with you and you think that they're connecting with you. And then the next day is like, shuts down, doesn't even speak to you. And you're like, did I miss something?
I think maybe they have more courage to start like opening up a bit.
But
that's why you always have to have a drink on like a first date.
Yeah,
not that you have to have a drink. All right. Like, wait a second. Hold on. I'm making people sound like alcoholics. Not that you have to have a drink, but it helps loosen you up. It's like going to a marketing event, a networking event. Mm-hmm. You know, you go, you're sober. It's kind of boring, but you have a drink or two and you start talking. You talk to everyone. Next thing you know, you have three clients.
Or do you ever make friends? And you're like, how the hell did I become friends with that person?
Exactly.
Well, I had a weird situation happen to me like that. And this was a few months ago. Mm-hmm. I totally forgot about this. Mm-hmm. And I had this old guy, me and a friend were sitting at the bar, and this old guy decided to like come talk to us. But then he started hitting on her. And she's like, this is like, we didn't know how to get out of the situation. We're like, this is so awkward. So in comes this girl with her husband. And she's like, so, hey, how's your drinks? And she starts talking to us like we're all friends. So it's like, okay, cool. And now we're talking to the girl. She's like, sorry, it looked like you guys were having like a you know, uncomfortable time, this and that. Like, mm-hmm. Wanted to help you out. It's like, oh, okay, thanks, cool. Thanks, girl, fist bump. What's up?
What's okay. up?
All of a sudden, like, it just got weird. And she just started, and she's like, let me get your number. And then she was randomly texting me the next day. And it's like one of those situations. I don't think I was drunk. I just felt like it was an odd situation. I don't know why.
Girl, that happened to me.
Yeah, it's like, it's not that she was, it just got weird. You know what I mean? It wasn't like, it's like a friendship thing. It's like, not right. that you can't be friends, but all of a sudden it's like, wait, what?
I went to a dinner, a beer dinner with a group of girls.
Oh.
And there was this lady, yeah. She ain't no girl, lady, sitting at the bar by herself. And one of my friends, I don't know why, said, oh my gosh, do you want to come sit with us? Are you alone? Because everyone's drinking at this point. And she's like, oh my God, yeah, I want to sit with you guys.
Okay, like, Ray, you think maybe you've become friends.
I did Found not think friend. I was going to become friends with this person. As soon as she started saying that she sells Tupperware, like door to door, whatever that thing is. I'm like, we have nothing in common, ma'am. No offense to her. No offense to anyone that sells Tupperware. All power
to you.
You
also sell Tupperware?
Yes, 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 yes. I forgot what it's called. It's like that kitchen something. I don't know, but listen.
Okay.
So next thing you know, homegirl friends all of us on Facebook. And then she proceeds to try to get me to join her, like Tupperware groups and all this stuff for years, to the point that I had to block her.
But it sounds so bad. It sounds so bad, right?
It sounds bad, but it's like, I don't want to deal with you no more.
It's like, sometimes it's like, okay, cool. We can be like friends. But then sometimes, I guess it can happen, you know, with guy, girl, whatever. They all of a sudden you open a door like, hey, and then you get like, a
hey.
You're like, whoa, hey, you know?
Hey.
That was what this thing with this girl. She was like, all of a sudden, she's like, oh my gosh. Like, whenever you're in this part of town, let me know. We'll hang out. I'm like,
I don't think we're ever going to hang out.
And it wasn't like, at first it was cool, but then I don't know what it was. The conversation just, we talked about friends, and then from the show Friends. And then the show, and then she started, was like giving her opinion. And I was like, oh, we definitely don't see eye to eye on something. I'm like, okay. And then I was like, that's a weird way of looking at the show. That's, I don't know. She brought in like modern, you can't compare friends. And this is a whole other topic. You can't compare friends. And this is what Jennifer Aniston said. You can't recreate friends today because it's not what it was.
No.
You know, we're in a different era. And so the girl decided to bring in, well, they didn't have this. And well, this is wrong. And this is, it's like, girl, that show was written like 20 plus years ago, whatever it was. Like, you can't compare the two. And of course, at that point, I was like, okay, you're weird. It sounds really bad, but you know what I mean?
No, I know what you mean.
It sounds bad, but it's one of those situations that I think you can find it with friends on your online dating that you did in anything. And it goes back to that 90 Day Fiance like episode. We talked about her a few weeks ago, the one that's selling farts in a can. I don't know. God help me.
Oh my God. Hold on. Do you? I'm sorry, this triggered something. Do you remember Farrah
from
Farrah from MTV's The 16 and Pregnant?
Yes, yes.
She decided to step up her game. I saw this on Barstool. She's selling shit in a jar, Stephanie. Shit in a jar. Okay, that's all I have for you. Okay, I'm done.
Okay, so on that note, but anyways, the one with the fart in the jar, whatever it was,
yeah,
I remember she was meeting up with the girl that she fell in love with, that they spoke online, on the phone.
Woohoo.
What?
Oh, no, I'm just like, uh-huh.
You know, and she gets to New Zealand, Australia, wherever it was, and the girl was like, you're nothing like what you post. You're like, and she goes, yeah, and like, I'm not that wild girl that I post pictures. And I'm like, well, that's kind of like contradicting who you are. You know what I mean? It's like an alter ego. Like, you come off like this girl's expecting her to go over there, be like this wild person that she posts pictures. And then she gets there. She's like, I'm not like that at all.
Wow. It's like,
and I think that's that real self versus internet self.
Uh-huh.
I know we've been up. So, and I was, they all sit there and they're like, we're living through you guys. And usually what you see is what usually who we are, you know, like, well, that's how busy we are. Sometimes a little too busy.
We are who we are, which now brings into another story. Just so much has happened to me in the last week.
Apparently.
So much.
What the shit?
So we go to Galentine's Day. A week and a half ago, whatever. And yes, we all proceed. 13 girls. You were kind of near me. But we go into this bar. Of the 13, I think it's 12 at this point. Of the 12. Of the 12 females that are in this group, there's only one lady who's married. And that's this lady. All right? I'm the only one rocking a wedding band, engagement ring. I got the wedding glow still. It's only been 10 weeks. Woo! Right?
Not that we're counting.
We walk in. I actually don't know the count. It just, somebody asked at Super Bowl and I said, oh, like 8 weeks. And Mark's like 10. I'm like, holy shit. We've been married 10 weeks. Jesus. Anyways, so here we are. 13 or 12 or whatever it is at this bar. I proceed to leave the group to go use the restroom. All right? In case anyone needs to know. And I come back. And there's a group of guys, much younger, I can tell, standing.
They were like kind of, 20. Obviously 21 if they can drink.
Yeah, well, we don't know, Stephanie. There's such things as fake IDs, all right? Again, only lady with the ring.
No. There was another one. There were two of you.
There is?
Yeah, there is. But go ahead.
I'm trying to figure out who else in this group.
Don't worry. Get to the point.
Was, oh yes, there is another one. You're right. Oh, correct. Correct. There was just one other. Okay. So whatever. So I'm there. And all of a sudden this guy comes up with like this hat, very surfer, everything.
And he reminded me of Matthew McConaughey from
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yes. Yes.
100%. So here I am.
But much younger.
He goes, I saw your nails. I love that red. Mind you, I have like five different shades of color on my hands. I have ombre from almost white to deep red. And I
love the fact that he recognized your hands and didn't even notice the ring.
Well, I'm like, thank you. I'm Brad. I'm Jen. It's nice to meet you. So you from the area? Yeah, I am. Oh, yeah. You live around here? I'm like, I live actually up north with my husband. I live in
the best part is that the rest of us are watching this. And I was like, I don't know how to help her here. But Jen's hand was swinging around while talking in front of her face.
Oh, I was waving this shit around and it didn't even like faze him. So then
no,
I go.
No, he didn't even care. Like Jen's like trying to glare it in his eyeballs, like the diamond. And there's just no. It's
and
just
I'm like, look, these are my friends. I think at this point he kind of gets it. And I'm like, this is my friend. I even like try to put them on you. And,
you did. Oh my God. Right? And I was like, you've got to be kidding. I'm like, boy, geez, if I was like a little bit like, I don't know how old you are, but you are way too young.
So homeboy leaves. Great. He's talking to all my friends that are single. Okay. Then he comes back.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, he did.
What are you doing back here, Brad? Brad, what are you doing here, Brad? And
I think he asked me my name a few times. He's like, what's your name? I'm like, Stephanie. And he's like, you know, Brad is your name. I know. Oh, you know. Yeah, you told me.
Yeah. Yeah. So he comes back and I'm like, all right, he's back. This is great. And he's like, so how's it going over here? You are the fun one. And I'm like, how the freak do you know I'm the fun one? How? All right. Just because maybe I tried to converse with the singer on stage multiple times. I was pointing at him, kind of screaming out requests for songs, whatever. And I go, well, you know, she's fun. And I point to one of our friends and he goes, I talked to her. She's boring. And I'm like, okay. All right. We're back to me. Let's go up there and talk. And I'm like, I don't think I want to talk to that guy over there. And I'm like, your friend is passed out on the bar. Perhaps you should go tend to him. And he's like, no, no, no. Dude wouldn't leave me alone. Finally, Brad left. Thank God.
Yeah. Yeah. He unfortunately sat. No, dude. Oh my God. There might be, I mean, depending on how old you are, I could even be your mother. And that's just not okay.
But he was confident enough. He was confident enough to come up to me.
But Jennifer, would he be confident the next day, or was that his drunk self?
That was definitely his drunk real self.
That was he wouldn't even remember his name the next day. He'd be like, who did I talk to? And I'd be like, that is where the problem.
I'd like to think that he'll always remember me because he came up to me multiple times. I forever will be in his mind.
I'm sure. I'm sure he remembers oh so well. Oh so
yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, well, Jennifer, I hope that you post up more pictures of yourself with confidence, and we all want to hear all about more people's opinions about it.
Yeah, I'll make sure to tell everyone.
Yes, exactly.
I'll make sure to tell people, like, oh, I saw your photo trying to be a model there, huh? Assholes.
Okay. Alrighty. All right. Yeah. And on that note.
And on that note. Adios.
Peace.